In this module, we'll look at the relevant sections of the Core 7 cash flow analysis and identify areas where you can add value. It's very important to reiterate that when dealing with a client in the middle of buying or refinancing a home, the goal is to make them comfortable with the process, to support your partners, and to add value. Adding value at this point increases the probability of the client working with you after the home process is complete. It's in your best interest. Now, hopefully the client has given permission for the lender to release the documentation to you. With this in mind, there are a few things to look for in the analysis. First, review their debt-to-income ratios and show the amount of cash they will have left over after expenses. If you find something alarming, maybe you feel the client is in over their head, or there is something that the mortgage originator may not be considering, have a conversation with your partner about it offline. Never address this immediately with the client. There may be factors that you haven't considered. After reviewing the cash flow, point out possible ways to cut expenses, curb spending, reconfirm what your lender partner has discussed with the client, and help them feel comfortable. Now, let's take a closer look at the cash flow analysis. In the course of our day, we come into contact with all types of information from a range of sources and through many mediums. What are our responsibilities with respect to that information? Click each activity in order. You must complete all four activities before moving on. We get information from many sources, clients, colleagues, firm systems, you name it. But the principle, only collect and use the minimum amount of information necessary, is important. It might be easier to collect more, but this could mean we take on additional privacy and security responsibilities. The client sent me an encrypted document. We removed the password to work on it, but didn't re-encrypt the file when we returned it. The client was really upset that we failed to protect that information, and this caused a ton of back and forth with IT and discussion with the client. This could have been prevented simply by having a step in place to ensure we encrypt when exchanging information with the client. Remember, you must use information only for legitimate business purposes, such as the development of a deliverable. Also, the information must be used in ways that are consistent with the original purposes for its collection. For a client demo, our team used a sample report developed by the client of another advisory team. Instead of creating a dummy report or redacting the information, we used the report as is. We were so focused on providing a good sample report, we didn't realize we were sharing the compensation strategy of one client with another and disclosing actual employee information. The engagement partner had to report what happened to the client. He was really embarrassed. All we had to do was take the time to redact the actual data to avoid this mess.